Florida AG Ashley Moody, woke state attorney Andrew Warren would not enforce the law. By Hannah Blow on August 4, 2022. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, R., spoke at a Thursday press conference following Governor Ron DeSantis, R., announcing the suspension of state attorney Andrew Warren as part of his stand against George Soros-backed woke prosecutors who are putting communities in danger across the country. I know the folks behind me that wake up every day and put on a gun and a badge and a bulletproof vest appreciate this strong leadership, where you are seeing an eradication of stability and safety around our nation, starting with our border into our large cities into our states, Moody said as she stood at the podium, flanked by law enforcement. It's because an executive who has been trusted to enforce and execute laws has abandoned that responsibility. When you see record overdoses, record crime, it is because an executive does not care enough to stand strong and do his or her job in our state. Moody continued, identifying DeSantis as the state's top executive who is constitutionally tasked with ensuring the laws are faithfully executed, a declining trend in blue states and jurisdictions. The fact that we have an executive that is willing to dig in and talk to the line officers and understand where executives, prosecutors aren't meeting the expectations and demands and responsibilities of their role. He has no other choice to step in and ensure the safety of the state and these communities, she said, accusing Warren of proudly joining with prosecutors from New York, Washington, and LA when he first took office, asserting he would not enforce and be tough on crime. Probably, I will not be tough on crime. And thereafter we sell repeatedly his refusal, his outright statements. I will not enforce this law. I will not enforce that law. I will not do this, Moody said, making it clear that it is not for Warren to decide which laws should be enforced and which should not. Let me tell you who makes the laws and decides what's criminal. It's you. It's the people of this state through their elected representatives. They decide what the law should be for the protection of their communities and their families. An executive cannot come in and eradicate that. Do away with that, she said, explaining that it leads to instability in communities, thereby creating more crime. When you see prosecutors out there that blame the victims, or blame businesses for not having better security, and not themselves for not putting criminals behind bars, when a prosecutor puts crime above law and order, you're gonna have a problem, the attorney general said, detailing the plight officers face every day due to woke prosecutors. That is why when folks around this nation started talking about reducing police forces, defunding police, our governor stood up and said, oh, no. How do we increase funding? How do we give our police raises? How do we recruit more to the state of Florida? And under his leadership, we launched the Be a Florida Hero program, she said, announcing that the state has a record number of officers moving to Florida from other states because their governors don't uphold the law and don't back the blue. What is more, Moody predicted that the trend will continue in the coming months. We are very, very grateful for the strong, detail-oriented leadership of this governor, and the fact that he takes seriously his responsibility to faithfully ensure that our laws are executed and our people are safe, she added. Watch.